and this is Ozarks at Large. The Museum of Native American History has been open to the public since 2006 and has been consistently building a collection of artifacts to help tell the story of North America's earliest residents to the Native Americans of last century.
I really wish I was able to see people's faces from my desk because he's a little bit in your face as soon as you walk in the door because he's the first thing you see is that tusk.
Stephanie Brown is the director of the Museum of Native American History in Bentonville. Last week, she was talking about the museum's latest acquisition, a skeleton of a real Siberian mammoth.
Right in the doorway, it's like, you're going to see some neat things when you're here because you're going to see something neat as soon as you're here.
The 18-foot-high, 10-foot-long fossil is the real deal, purchased from a company in Tucson and shipped to Bentonville last week. A crew reassembled the skeleton in a day's time, and the giant serves as a beacon for the museum, welcoming visitors to a collection dedicated to the first residents of what would be called North America. The mammoth is a bit of an anomaly in one respect. It is an artifact, not from this continent, though everything else in the museum is. But the mammoth is also an example of what the museum takes pride in. It's not a replica. It's a genuine piece of history.
Like, your head wouldn't have even touched his belly, you know. It would have been right about here. He could have walked over you.
The rest of the square footage in the pristine museum is devoted to the people of the historic and prehistoric time in North America. Visitors follow a chronological path devoted to five key time periods.
Of course, now that we have the mammoth in the front, that really should go in the paleo room.
Except it wouldn't fit. That's why it's in the lobby. Stephanie says the mission set forth by the museum's founder, David Bogle, is that people stepping inside the Museum of Native American History leave knowing more about the rich and diverse history of this continent than they knew when they arrived. Not only does a mammoth greet visitors, but so does a mural of Plains Indians.
Because that's what most people picture when you say Native American culture. And while all of that, you know, that completely happened, that's part of our history, it's just such a teeny tiny part of the history. So it's sort of like a reminder when you come in, this is maybe what you're coming in with, and then you leave with all of this other history that you didn't have before.
Some of the first exhibits discuss how the first people may have made it here. Stephanie Brown says the museum takes advantage of the latest knowledge gleaned from contemporary archaeology, and that's described in the audio tour that's available, but also in film presentations along the way.
At the end of the Pleistocene epoch, the North American climate was very different than it is today. It was the time of the last great ice age.
There are exhibits dedicated to the atl-atl, a spear-like weapon that served as an extension of the human arm to amplify strength and distance, and was used to take down big prey. And there are other artifacts here that have helped archaeologists and historians learn more about the native populations.
And there's an awful lot we do know. We can tell from the tools the people left behind, for example. I mean, like we're looking at right here is a display about food processing, how they would have collected, you know, all the different wild seeds and grains and all that and processed in the beginning of the maize agriculture and whatnot, you know, so we know they were eating a diverse diet from the land and from different places and about what time farming sort of started and then when it took root.
One of the most exhaustive collections of items is in a hallway dedicated to the various blades used on the ends of knives, spears, and tools.
As far as we are aware, we are the only institution in the country that is making a good effort to get at least one good example of every typed projectile point or arrowhead from the United States. And we're actually really close to meeting that goal. We're missing a few types that come from the Northeast, from like the New York, New Jersey, up to Maine kind of area. But for the most part, we've kind of got every type covered and exhibited here.
Perhaps the most impressive section of the museum is dedicated to the Mississippian period, when complex city-sized developments like Cahokia or Spiro developed. The Mississippian period is well known for the pottery created during this time. The Museum of Native American History has several stunning examples, some owned by the museum, others on loan from the University of Arkansas. Like the collection of projectile points, Stephanie Brown says the Mississippian pottery here gives visitors a chance to see one of the most important assemblages of its kind on display. She points to a case with head pots, literally pottery resembling human heads.
Beautiful artwork. You've got a lot of pieces that there's only one of a kind. You know, these head pots over here, there's something like 10 to 15 in the world, and we've got, what, 6, 7 over there? So some of them belong to the U of A. They don't all belong to us.
The museum's collections and attention to telling the story have been developed over time and in relative anonymity. Charlotte Buchanan Yale, the museum's marketing director, says that best-kept secret kind of label is likely to be shed soon if it hasn't been dismissed already. TripAdvisor reviews are overwhelmingly gushing, and the admission price, free, is bringing in more people.
I mean, we're ready for prime time, and again, David and crew have been working for the last 5 years behind the scenes building this significant collection. You know, from the library that is amazing to, you know, just reading our TripAdvisor reviews, I was blown away. I mean, it took me 4 years to get here, and I live in Rogers.
That library Charlotte mentioned, situated just off of the front desk, was purchased from the estate of Lar Hotham, a leading writer and scholar of Native American artifacts, after he died. There are other exhibits worth mentioning. A visual depiction by a man named White Swan, believed to be an eyewitness account of the Battle of Little Bighorn, and a hide that contains a winter count, a visual depiction of the biggest event in each year over the course of three quarters of a century. Again, Museum Director Stephanie Brown.
And basically what this is he was a Dakota man who made a record of, let's see, it was winter of 1800 through 1871. And every year he made a little drawing that represented the most important thing that had happened in the group for that year. And we actually have a guide that tells you what each of those drawings meant. So we do have recorded history of what happened with that group of Dakota, like, you know, 1828. Some guy named Shawdraw built a dirt lodge, you know, but that's how they remembered.
There is also a magnificent copper ceremonial woodpecker axe that was unearthed at the Spiro Mounds in eastern Oklahoma. All of the others are owned by the Smithsonian, and Stephanie Brown says the one on display in Bentonville is actually the only one the public can see regularly. But it should be noted the museum is far more than just an impressive collection of three-dimensional objects. Care has been taken to discuss all aspects of the native peoples of the continent, their spirituality, their work and play, their agriculture, how their lives were changed or disrupted by climate, disease, or the arrival of new people. There is also space devoted to the story of looting of the Spiro Mounds in the first part of the last century and what was lost with that looting. Charlotte Buchanan Yale says the story told by the museum is not yet complete.
It's not just about us. You know, everybody that comes through that door gives me another piece to the puzzle. I mean, they're proud of their heritage, you know, whether you have Native blood or whatever. It just kind of, it's like walking on layers of time.
The Museum of Native American History is located in Bentonville at 202 Southwest O Street. That's just a few minutes from the downtown square, about a 10-minute drive from Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art. It's open Monday through Saturday from 9 until 5, and it is always free. You can learn more at Mona's website. That's monah.us.